Episode 2691, Create the Mind You Want to Live In.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an incredible week. Take a deep breath because you know what? Sometimes we can get so busy that we forget where we're headed. Today, it's all about you. Being intentional about the direction that God wants you to go. Create the mind you want to live in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. They keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I got a question for you, and it might be a crazy one, but just hear me out for just a moment. Where do you call home? Most of the time, home is a place of safety and comfort. So why beat yourself up all the time? Create the mind you want to live in. You've heard the saying, right? You've made your bed, now lie in it. Well, unfortunately, most of us are doing just that. We create a space we constantly are complaining about. We whine and then we beat ourselves up and then we wonder why we're feeling so down and out. So why not do something about it instead of just complaining about it? You do have control over your thoughts, but you have to be willing to make the bed you want to lie in. So don't you think you can do the same for your mind? Intentionality is simply living with awareness and seeking what you desire to be your truth. However, that comes with first acknowledging where you are on the comfort scale. Are you willing to hang up on the doubts and fears that plague your mind for something more uplifting and inviting? Are you willing to make changes even when the work is more complicated than what you've done before? Are you willing to show yourself what, most of the time, you show strangers, kindness in the making? If you can answer yes to those questions and be willing to try a little every day in every way, moment by moment, then you can create the mind you want to live in. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create the mind you want to live in. Now, I believe this is not something you do alone. Hear my heart here. You most definitely can pray and ask God for help. Seek His wisdom, His guidance. He will hear your requests and show you ways where you can make changes or where you're doing really well. Believe it or not, you might be doing some extraordinary things in your life, and you need to be acknowledged for that. But at the same time, you also need to acknowledge what's going wrong, what you could be doing better, how you can change things. And sometimes, yes, bringing out a skeleton from the closet and getting rid of those things that just kind of just hold you back, because deep down you know it's there. You see, your truth is knowing who you are, being authentic to who God is creating you to be. Now, at the same time, you have to make sure you have support and accountability surrounding you. You can't do this by yourself. You've got God's help, but you also need the earthly help. Tell a close friend or a family member you trust. You don't have to shout it from the mountaintops. But you want to be just loud enough to stay on the path to create the mind you want to live in. And it's really kind of fun in reality. I know it's work, but at the same time, you can have fun. And I like to think of change as an adventure, right? Change is a constant. And so if we look at change as an adventure, because my whole life has been nothing but change, literally. I have moved so many times. I've lived in so many different houses. I've had so many different friends all over the world, which is incredible. And now what I do with podcasting is even greater than I could have ever imagined, because I talk to people around the world every single day. And you know what? You're part of my family. I really, truly believe that. I may not know what your face looks like, but I know your heart because you show up. And when you're showing up, you're saying, you know what? I want to be the best person God is intending me to be. I don't know what that looks like. I know I'm not perfect, but I can live an imperfect life the way God wants me to live, striving for His approval, not the world's approval. It's not about the eyes of everybody else, but it's the eyes of God. And that then leads to the eyes of your own heart and saying, okay, where do I want to live? Where do I want to call home? That mind that you live in, think about it like this. When you lay down at night, I don't know about you, but in the morning, nope, it's just crazy. We go nonstop and we've had the grandbaby, this past weekend, and it has been fabulous. But let me tell you, parenting is for young people. That's all I got to say. And I'm glad I had five when I was young, because I may not have even had one if I was old. So, you know, I thank God that he blessed me way before I even knew that I was going to have that many children. But I tell you that because when we lay down, right, we talk about the bed that we make and we lie in it. When our day is coming to a close and we just can get into our bed and we just gently lay our head down on the pillow, and all of a sudden, do you ever do this where you just go, and it's like everything is gone for just that breath of a moment? But during the entire day, from the moment your eyes open, even if you fall back asleep, even if you take a nap, from the moment your eyes open, and that means, yes, you're waking up at 3:30 in the morning. Yep, right then and there. Your mind's going nonstop. But at the end of the day, you're like, okay, even if it's only 2 or 3 hours of sleep, I'm up late at times. And I get up with only 3.5, 4 hours of sleep. Somehow I make it through. I don't know. But that moment where it's just, that's peace. That peace can be every single day, even though there can be a war happening in your household, outside your household. But in your mind, you can have peace. You can have solitude. And no, it doesn't come easy. And yes, it takes work. But I know you can have it because I too have worked to get there. Now, do I do it perfect every day? No. There are times, whew, I'm at war in my mind. And I'm beating myself up left and right. And then I think, Christiane, hold on a minute. You got to stop. What kind of place do you want to live? Where do you want to call home? You see, I've moved so many times. But the one place you cannot move from is your mind. You cannot escape that. You always have it. So what will bring you comfort and safety? How can you create the mind you want to live in? Well, there's three things. Number one, you have to spot. Know what's happening when it's happening. You got to spot it. It's called awareness. You got to be on the lookout for it. Because if you're not looking out for it, I promise you, you're going to miss it. Because it's just happening. It's a habit that shows up and you're like, oh, yeah. And you just carry on like it is what it is. And that's not good. So you have to spot, know what's happening when it's happening. Number two, stop. Understand where it's coming from. This is the comprehension part of it. This is where you're like, okay, now I'm doing this. Why am I saying this to myself? Where did this come from? Did this come from the past, like 20, 30, 40 years ago when I was growing up? Is it something that I conjured up in my own mind because of some crazy situation? And now I'm blaming myself for something? What is it? Understand where it's coming from. Spot, stop, and number three, swap. Exchange it for something better. This is where intentionality shows up. This is where you got to take aim. And this is where you say, you know what? Enough is enough. The bed I'm going to make is going to be awesome, because when I lay my head down on that pillow, I want to be the queen in my mind. I want to be the best I can be. No, I'm not going to be perfect, but I can do my best and continue to do that, because we can always do better. Always. I can always do better. There are some things that I'm like, oh, that was awesome. Then there are other things where like, yeah, that was good, but you could make it even better to get it up to awesome. And then after awesome comes extraordinary. And then after extraordinary, you know what I mean, right? You just keep climbing up the ladder until eventually God calls you home. And then you're all his. You, my friend, are made for more. So don't stand in your way to greatness every day. God has plans for you along with hope and a future. Drowning in your sorrows and complaints only keeps you in the alleys of despair and aggravation. Shine today, for greatness is your mission. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.